Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boomer and the Vape Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boomer and the Vape, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And indeed, welcome to the Boomer and the Vape Show on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, where it's hot and stifling and muggy today. Anybody that's cooler than about 110 degrees with a 140-degree heat index is probably going to be a lot more comfortable than we would be if we were outside. We'll be getting to our guests in a minute. Before we do, I want to make sure that we invite our listeners to our website, which is boomerandthebabe.com, www.boomerandthebabe.com. Sign in for our free online magazine. Then take a look around, tour the website if you would, see everything that the Boomer and the Babe Enterprises are involved in. And I'm Pete Peters.
I'm Deborah Brown.
And today's guest is Eli Delaney. Eli is a co-creator of My Business Marketing Mentor, a marketing education company designed especially to help teach motivated entrepreneurs and business professionals how to take control of their marketing online and offline. You can have a mediocre product with great marketing, and it will do well, but if you have a great product and bad marketing, it isn't going to do very well at all. The MarketingMentorTraining.com program is geared to help you succeed in your business using grassroots marketing tools, tactics, and strategies. Eli, welcome to the Boomer the Babe Show.
Thanks, Pete. How are you doing today?
We're good. Deborah always likes to get us started with a little something special, so Deborah, go ahead.
Well, I like to ask people basically for their two-minute movie, and I'd like to ask Eli if you'd give us that as well. And what I mean by that is your life in 2 minutes, and that would be a laser beam style discussion of how you got to be where you are today on the Blog Talk Radio show with us.
All righty. 2 minutes. We'll see how we can keep it down to that. Born and raised in Boise, Idaho, grew up there up until I was 21, and then while I was there, I actually got into being a musician and also doing studio recording and basically doing all the back-end stuff. Decided I didn't want to be on stage, which is kind of funny considering what's going on right now in my life, and basically ended up deciding that Boise was not the place for me, decided where else am I going to end up moving, and decided, oh, Phoenix is nice and warm. I'm tired of the snow. I'm going to move there. So ended up coming to Phoenix, basically became a roadie for several years, working with a lot of theaters, a lot of musicians from every walk of life. Did that for quite a while, and then mishap happened. The transmission went out on my truck and ended up not being able to travel around like I needed to. Walked into a computer store needing a cable for my computer, and I said, hey, by the way, are you guys hiring? And at that point, they said, yes, got a job. That was on a Saturday and was hired on Monday, and found out they were also an internet provider at the time. So they were basically offering dial-up access because this is way before high speed was normal for everybody. From there, learned the ins and outs of how the servers worked, and one of the big problems that they had was they had a website that was just horrible. So I took it on myself to figure out how to design a better website for them and fell in love with it. From that point, I did web design, got into graphic design, had my own company we've actually had it for going on 16 years. And then about 3 years ago, I decided I was ready to kind of branch out into something else and realized that one of the big things for me was along the ways I'd always helped people with basic marketing ideas above and beyond the graphic design and their websites and everything, because it's the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is generally a web designer or a graphic designer is just that. They're an artist that does stuff for business. They're not marketers either. And so along the way, I kind of picked up stuff on how to market my own business and realized that that was something that I really loved doing. So 3 years ago, we decided on a trip up to Las Vegas we were actually going to a marketing conference. Cindy, my partner, and I basically did some brainstorming and came up with the idea for the Marketing Mentor Training Program. And from there, we started doing workshops. We started a membership program where we do monthly training. And since then, we're now to the point, I think we've got 12, maybe 13 different products. And they're all geared towards helping small business owners do their, you know, get out there and learn the stuff that they need to know. And that's pretty much kind of the nutshell version of where I've been.
Wow.
Well, before we get too much farther into the discussion and conversation with Eli, I just want to indicate that we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guests on the chat line. They come up as guest number 1002, 1008, 1018, number 936, and 941, and that's the only way I know them. So if they would be so kind, if they would like to just type in and tell us their first name possibly, and so if they have questions, we will know who to refer to. So why don't we go ahead with that discussion with Eli, and we'll see who we have here on the chat line while we're getting started with that.
Well, that sounds awesome. Okay, well, I was going to say, you're absolutely right, Eli, that marketing is one thing, and designing websites is another thing, and sometimes never the twain shall meet, because copywriting is very special. And
right.
If you don't have someone that knows how to do that and actually touch the right points for someone, their website can be a disaster because there's no call to action, there's all those elements that one does in marketing are probably not there. Did you find that to be the case?
Oh, definitely. I mean, even today, because we have clients on the web design side, and then we have clients that are marketing students of ours. And the people that are on the design side, I'll actually go through and say, okay, you need to do this, this, and this, and give them those things of, you know, writing better copy, writing copy that's keyword rich, because you want to make it easier for people to be able to find you. But then on top of it, once they get to your website and check everything out, you need to prove to them that you're the right choice, that you're the expert in your industry, and then on top of it, you need to ask for the sale. You need to have that call to action. And most of the time, it's kind of like looking at a deer in the headlights. They don't get it. And so that's where, you know, that's one of the reasons why we created this company, is to share this information with the standard everyday business owner, because a lot of these guys, I've found that a lot of people go into business either because they got downsized from a corporate job, or they got out of it because they got tired of cubicle life. So they have their widget. They love their widget. It's the best widget since sliced bread. The problem is nobody ever taught them how to market it. So they struggle because they have that trouble of not understanding basic marketing 101. And that's where we come in. We go through, okay, this is what you need to do. This is how it works, and this is why you do it this way.
Well, the other thing that you are kind of pretty hot on, I think, is the article marketing. And that's a big piece of what your marketing puzzle includes. Can you explain for us what that is and why it is so powerful to do article marketing?
Well, article marketing it's actually the one thing, one reason I like it so much is because it is one of the easiest things that you can do and the most cost effective. If you're a business that's just starting out and you've got a really tight budget to work with, article marketing is one of the easiest ways you can get yourself out there. And basically what it is you write articles. You write information that shows that you're an expert in your industry. And usually there are how-to tips or the top three mistakes or things like that that are basically educational information to share people good information, to give them something that's actionable to help them out. And at the same time, it shows that you're the expert in your industry. And most of the time, the cool thing about this is article marketing is one of those things. If you think about a search engine, the search engine is based off of text. You go to Google and you're typing in text to find something, whatever it is that you're looking for. Well, how do you think that Google finds that? It searches for text that are on other websites. So that's where it's so powerful and why it's so important. And this goes along with your copywriting process, stuff that's on your website or in articles. You're basically writing articles about specific topics, and then what ends up happening is you publish those out there to free places. One of the places you can even look at, one of them that I'm very big with is easingarticles.com. That particular website's one of the biggest. It's been around the longest, and you can publish your articles for free. Now, on top of that, think about like local newspapers and local magazines and things like that. A lot of times they need additional information. You can take those same articles and basically send it to one of your local papers and say, hey, I've got a business article, or I've got an article on, you know, how to take care of your lawn better in the 120-degree Phoenix heat, you know, those kind of things. And basically, I've got this. I want to share it out with, do you want to publish this? And what they'll do is a lot of times they'll say, yes, I would love to do that for you, because of the fact that they're looking for publishers. And in today's world, a lot of these magazines that used to, or magazines and newspapers that used to pay for freelance writers, they're not doing that anymore. They're looking for user-contributed content. And so you can get your name out there for free. They're not going to pay you to do it, but what you end up getting is you get a resource box at the bottom that basically says who you are and how they can get a hold of you.
Wow. It's interesting, Eli, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I, as an old newspaper publisher, and the operative word there is old, we used to work with a chain of local newspapers. And by local newspapers, I'm talking about the ones that you get in your mailbox or on your driveway, and they come out once a week. They do not have those budgets that you were mentioning, and that's been the case for years, that if you want to have your article gotten read and received by a larger number of people, one of the ways to do it is absolutely write that article not only for now internet, as you indicated, but also send it off to the various local newspapers, because they're the ones that are looking for the they're looking for the content, and it has been that way for many, many years.
Yeah, and it's great because of the fact that it's a way for you to get your name out there that doesn't cost you anything, and that's the kicker with it. You know, the thing is that it's not just a matter of, it's one thing if somebody goes to your website and reads an article you wrote, but say for instance they go to like one of our local newspapers, the Glendale Star. Okay, if they pick up a copy of the Glendale Star and they see an article that you wrote and it's a good article. And they're going through, oh, yeah, well, so, you know, Billy Bob owns, you know, Billy Bob's Landscaping, and I need a landscaper. Well, he's got to be good. He's got to be one of the best ones because of the fact that he's been published in this magazine. So now it gives you a piece of credibility above and beyond just the fact that you're getting the content out there.
I want to take a minute here just to welcome a couple of new people to the chat room. Guest number 9369555, whoever that might be. Lisa Webhead has joined us, and MBMM has joined us. So welcome to the chat line. If you have anything to contribute, questions for Eli, please go ahead and type them in, and we'll see if we can get some answers for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
Well, I was just going to say, most people don't really think of themselves as writers. I know a lot of times, and I am a writer, but I have never, believe this or not, I have never submitted an article, Eli. That's why I really wanted you to do this for me today, because this is for me. It's all about me. Because I have never submitted an article. I have been published in an international journal years ago. It's not like I've never, but I'm just saying the way you're talking about right now, where do some how-to articles or top 10, I have always felt like, gosh, you know, somebody knows more about that subject than I do. It's already been written. And I'm starting to realize that that's probably quite not true.
Well, and one of the things to think about this, first off, if you're not a writer, I'm going to tell you the really quick and dirty way that you can become a writer very easily. It's not a complicated process. What you want to do is figure out what your topic is and think about what are the top 10 things that people ask you on a regular basis. Okay, we'll go with the landscaper scenario because that's one I like to use, and since I already used it once, we'll just stick with that one. You know, okay, so we're in Arizona. It's 112, something like that outside. Somebody moves to the valley and they go, okay, how is it that, you know, the golf courses have their beautiful green lawns all the time, and mine looks like it just died? So they're going to go and they're going to ask you the question of, what do I do to keep nice, beautiful green grass in the summer? That's one of those questions that I guarantee as a landscaper people could ask all the time. You can go through and you can write an article basically of the idea of, you know, how to keep your lawn green in 115-degree heat. And then you go through and you do an overview paragraph, which is usually no more than 4 to 5 sentences, say, about what you're going to talk about. You know, basically putting out there, this is the problem. People have troubles keeping their lawn green in the summer. Second thing, you're going to bullet point 3 points. Point number one, what you can do. Point number two, what you can do. Point number three, what you can do. The three top things that you can do to help keep your grass green in the summer. And then all you do is you write one paragraph about each one of those. Again, 4 to 5 sentences. So they're very short paragraphs, and this is really important. Especially when you're on the web, it's got to be short paragraphs because people have a hard time reading long paragraphs online. Now, once you've done that, you write one more paragraph at the very end. That's basically an overview, kind of a recap of what you just talked about. And so at the end of this, if you follow this step, you're going to have an article that's going to be pretty close to about 500 words. Now, 500 words is about a page and a half typed up. That's a good-sized article.
Wow.
That's all there is to it. I mean, very simple formula.
Okay, so it's the overview paragraph, which is 4 to 5 sentences saying what you're going to say.
Correct.
Right? Okay, and then 3 bullets, and then so you put the bullets, you know, which are actually just the one not even a sentence probably, but then you write a paragraph on each one of those, and then a conclusion, and that's it.
Correct. That's it.
Well, heck, that's pretty simple. So
I told you it was simple.
So basically what you're doing, like you say, is you're just figuring out what do people usually ask me in my business, whatever my business is, and it could be jewelry making or, like you say, you know, anything. And then the typical questions you get asked over and over again, you can assume that people would put those into a search engine as a question, for example, in Google. And
correct.
Are you telling me now that that if I have put my articles in easyingarticles.com, that could show up as a result in Google?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
And one of the things I do want to touch on before we move any further, when you said that, you know, there's always you haven't written articles because you think that there's other people that know more than you, or it's already been written about and stuff like that. One of the most important things to keep in mind when you're actually writing your articles or when you're doing anything is remember, you are an expert in your industry. If you're in business, you need to be the expert in your business. And whatever you're doing, you've got a couple of things. Number one, remember that at least 90% of the people out there are going to know less than you because they're not experts in your industry. They're experts in their own industry. But when it comes to what you do, they have no clue. So you are already an expert because of that. But the second thing is that you have your own personality. You have your own writing style. You have your own take on it. Just because somebody else is putting something out there that's exactly the same talk, the same basic information, you're going to have your own personal experience and your own take on it. And you put that into your writing style, and that's where it'll make you different than everybody else.
In Easy in Articles, do people have a chance to comment or vote on your article, or, you know,
yes,
say that they hated it, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. There is a voting and a comments. You'll find that on Easy in, you won't get a whole lot of votes or comments. You'll get a lot of views. And one of the nice things about Easy in, and a bunch of the other article directories that are out there, is that you'll also have the ability that somebody else, if they like your article, they can actually republish that article. And part of the deal with doing that is that they keep your bio box with it, which also includes, you know, your name, your contact information, link to your website, all that kind of stuff. And that's part of the deal with doing it. And you want that. You want more people to actually go through and snag your article and put it on their own blog or put it into their own magazine and stuff like that. It gives them free content, which helps them out, and at the same time gives you extra buzz and gets your name out there even further.
Well, everybody's always talking about content, content, content. I mean, this is the content age, isn't it? It's not information. It's content, content, content,
yes.
Content.
Very much
yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Well, now, there are some people that are just not good writers, and maybe they hated English in school. Then what?
First off, when you write, the cool thing about this is the articles that I write, I guarantee if you took them to an English professor, whether high school or in college, they would probably rip it apart. When you write your articles, you write in your own personality. And this is the cool thing about it, too. And this is something that people can do to also help them out. If you're having trouble sitting down and writing, what you can do is you can actually sit with somebody record a conversation of that person asking you the questions and then you answering them, and then just transcribe that and convert it into an article format, because you have the information. And people, a lot of times people will just sit down and have a hard time typing up that information, typing up that answer to the question. And the first thing you want to keep in mind while you're doing that is write in your own personality. Write it, you know, when you type, type the way you would talk to somebody. If you use conjunctions, put your conjunctions in there. You know, if you're, if you talk with, you know, whatever accent, you know, the best on based on wherever you are, and that's part of your personality, don't try to make it sound like a English thesis. You know, you want to make it sound personal. You want to make it sound like you. And when you do that, it's not difficult. It makes it much, much easier because you're not worrying about, is my grammar right? Is this right? Is that right? You're just writing, and then you just go back and you tweak it and you make it better. You know, obviously you want to make sure that you run your spell check and make sure your sentences make sense and things like that. But it's just basic editing as opposed to, it's not something that you're going to be turning into, you know, an English professor hoping that you're getting, you know, getting a C grade on it. You know,
yeah, I was just
natural.
I was just getting ready to say it sounds like a much more forgiving style than something you would turn in for a college paper. So, yeah, that's
definitely
cool. Okay, so personalizing it and just acknowledging your own gift, whatever it is. I mean, like you say, you wouldn't be in the business you're in, and you wouldn't be considered good in your business if you didn't think you were the expert in it. So,
correct.
You're absolutely right. But I think that's why I was really interested in hearing more about article marketing as a piece of the puzzle. So what should we be writing about? What kind of things? I would think it should be the timely things, you know, whatever is the most timely, like you're talking about. If it's 117 degrees out, you know, if you're a landscaper, you can certainly figure out that now is not the time to talk about, you know, the stuff you do in cool weather. So
mm-hmm.
is that kind of what it is?
Well, what you do, there's two different thoughts on how you do it. Number one, if you write stuff that's time-based, that's good. You know, as an example, using the, you know, 112-degree weather. But the cool thing about using that is you do want to be able to use stuff that's evergreen. And what I mean by evergreen means that it's stuff that's not going to go out of style. It's something that if somebody reads it a year from now, it's going to make perfect sense. And the cool thing is, let's take that landscape, you know, 112-degree weather concept. Well, guess what? Next year, it's going to be 112 degrees right around this time next year. So that article isn't going to go away because you want it to keep growing as long as it's out there forever, essentially. So
let me jump in here quickly. We just had a chatter, Apogee's call, chatted in and said, I'm signing in. Hope it's not covered yet, and I don't think you have covered this one. And the question is, if I am a new website, what should be my first steps towards marketing the website?
Okay.
New
with
website,
that,
first steps to market it.
All right. First steps to market your website, you do need to, number one, do some keyword research. You can go to google.com. And in the search bar, just type in Google Keyword Tool. What you want to do is you want to find what keywords people are searching on. Find out what relates to your industry that people are actually searching on. And then you need to actually optimize your website for those keywords. One thing I would definitely recommend is as part of your website, set up a blog. Because setting up a blog is a huge, huge piece to getting Google and the other search engines to come back, because Google likes content. That's pretty much how it works. The more text it finds, the more it loves you. So what ends up happening is that if you have a blog on your website, let's say you've got a 10-page website of just basic information about your products and services and things like that, you add a blog to your website. From that point, every time you add a new blog post, Google's going to see you have new content. It's going to come back and it's going to add that to its database. So let's say you write one article that you're also publishing on, say, eZine and the other article directories out there, but you also put it on your blog. You write that once a week. At the end of a year, now you have 62 pages worth of stuff that Google is going to like, that Google is going to index. Now, would you rather have 10 pages or 62 pages in Google's database? obviously the 62 pages. So that's the very, very first thing you want to look at. And then above and beyond that, you want to look at what can you get inbound traffic. And the article marketing that we're talking about is one of those things that we can do. By getting the article marketing out there, say, for instance, you put your articles on eZine Articles, at the bottom, you're going to have your bio box. Your bio box is going to say, this is who I am and this is what I do. And if you'd like to sign up for a free report, come visit my website at, and it has a link to your website, which is then going to get traffic to your website.
That free report thing is huge, isn't it, Eli?
Oh, it's monstrous. You need to give people stuff, give stuff away in order to build that trust factor with them and let them see that you are the expert in your industry.
So coming back around to exactly that free report, expert in the industry and all that stuff, that's really why people care about what we have to say, right?
Well, here's the thing is that as far as, I get people that actually say, well, nobody cares about what I have to say and nobody's going to read this stuff. But the thing is that they're wrong. I mean, honestly, people don't realize that there are other people out there that want that information. If you're into basket weaving, I guarantee you that there's 1,000 other people out there that want to know more about basket weaving. You know, that's the way it is. And if you can give it to them in a way that shows that you're the expert and that you can, share with them and give them good information to make them feel comfortable with you, chances are they're going to take that, basket weaving 101 and they're going to buy a program that's going to teach them how to do advanced basket weaving. That's how it works. You show them with the freebie stuff, show them that you are the expert and that you have great stuff. And then they're more likely to actually want to buy your products and services from there.
Do you use anything at Scribd.com? Do you do anything there, publish anything there?
Not currently. We have actually looked at it. We've actually been going through and adding more and more things to our marketing efforts out there because there's 1,001 different things you can do. So I do know what Scribd is, and that's one of the things I will be using more. But I have not used them yet.
And just for the person that doesn't know, that's scribd.com, scribd.com. And that's another place to place articles. And I believe you can monetize some of what your content is in certain ways. And I actually just sent an article from somebody that has been using Scribd for a long time. So I will forward that to you as well and let you see how to actually get some great traction there. So I'm thinking there's probably a good schedule that a person could set up for themselves that makes sense for, how many times you're going to do article marketing and how many times you're going to do, how many minutes a day you're going to do your social media. Do you recommend actually coming up with a plan like that so that somebody's not just kind of bouncing around the walls?
Definitely. I recommend that you go through and set an actual production schedule. I mean, create a process essentially. And I'm really big into processes, systems and processes. What is it that needs to be done? With me, I go through and, when you mentioned social media, I have a very specific plan of how I deal with my social media because anybody who goes online, if you spend any time on Facebook, you know that you could sit there for hours playing games, talking to people, and never get anything done. My social media is 15 minutes a day, and I have a very specific process. I do this, I do this, I do this, in this order, every single day, and that's what keeps me on track with it. In your article marketing, that's the same process. As you go through, and once when you start off, you're going to be a lot slower at it, especially if you're not comfortable writing yet. It may take you an hour to write an article. And generally, I recommend hitting roughly 500 words. If you go over, don't worry about it. But roughly 500 words, when you start off, it may take you an hour to do it because you're not comfortable with it yet. But as you do more, you're going to get down to the point where you'll get faster and faster and faster. When I write articles, generally they take me about 15 minutes to write a usually 500 to 700 word article. So, you go through, and I basically go through and pick, from this time to this time each day, that's my writing time. That's what I do.
I love that idea. And it just reminded me of something else, and that is, when you're talking about these processes, I'm having a hard time right now, and other people listening might be having a hard time as well, with all of my passwords for things, all of the websites that I need to visit regularly to sign in and do things. And you were talking about your social media taking 15 minutes a day. I really do need to figure out a spreadsheet for all of that, I think. And then also, I finally figured out Delicious, and mm-hmm. I love that. If somebody doesn't give me a place to bookmark at my Delicious site, or I'm not, probably not saying that right. How should I say that?
Yeah,
I bookmark at Delicious. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because now I can go back into Delicious and see what else I see where all my stuff is, and it's all categorized by the tags that I like. And this is a very interesting time to be in business. Let's put it that way.
Oh yeah. Well, and there's another tool too. You mentioned that you're having troubles keeping all your passwords straight. Obviously putting them into a spreadsheet or something is always a bad idea in case somebody gets it from you know gets a hold of that.
No.
But one place that you can go, there's an awesome tool that I use. It's called LastPass. It's LAST Pass PASS.
Oh, you know what? I didn't spell that right. Spell it for me again.
Last LAST PASS.
LastPass.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's a free service. You can pay for their premium, which is like $25 for the year. I mean, it's super, super cheap. And you can use that to store all your passwords and everything. And the cool thing is it's a secure web-based program. So what ends up happening is, say, for instance, your computer blows up, you don't lose all those passwords. You can actually go into somebody else's computer, you log into their website with your main username and password, and then you get access to all those bookmarks and your usernames and passwords. That way you can get to them no matter where you are.
Oh, my goodness.
I use it, and I love that program.
That's fantastic. Because
there's the answer to your problem and our problem about Rolodexes and which envelope is it written on.
Oh, my gosh.
That problem right now.
Oh, my gosh. I am going to fix that over the next couple of days because I have got this Rolodex it's just outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great program, and even the free version works beautiful. Like I said, the paid version gets you some extra bells and whistles, and it's only $25 for the year, so it's not like it's an expensive program.
Well, I want to thank you very much for that little tip because that just saved a whole lot of issues for us right now. That's perfect. All right,
yeah.
Now, I know the other thing that you do with your article writing is you like to leverage your articles. Now, how do you do that? I mean, what else can you do that already sounds great the way you're doing it?
Okay. Well, let's say that you've got your first article, and let's say the top three things that you can do to keep your graph screen in the 110-degree heat. Use that example. First off is look at those three bullet points that you did and try to figure out if you can write another article based off of each of those three bullet points, because now you've taken one article and now you turned it into four articles using the same concept. And most of the time, if you really think about it, you can expand on each of those bullet points. And if you get into a writing mode, a lot of times you'll end up expanding way more than you need to begin with, and you can use that content into another article. The second thing you can do with it is take that same information and turn it into an audio program. An audio interview or an audio training, audio teleseminar, things like that, that basically take the basic information of what you did in your article, and then you just expand on it even further. You can also just read that article, turn it into an audio version that people can download. One of the things that I also do is I take those articles, I convert them into PowerPoint-style slides, and then I record those as videos. And then I put those out into video networks. So now it goes into multiple places. I've got an audio version, I've got a text version, and now I have a video version. So now you're expanding on that even further. You can take those same articles, put a bunch of them that go together, and turn it into that free report we talked about. So now you have, 10, 20 pages into a report that has great information, and you can use that as a free giveaway to get people on your list. So that's another way that you can do that. And it just keeps growing. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg on some of the stuff you can do with it. But that's where you go through and you take that same information and just leverage it into other bits and pieces to give you more information. One of the things that I've done is also just the opposite side is I wrote a free report called The Top 10 Mistakes People Make About Using Email Marketing in Their Business, because we know everybody's getting bombarded by spam and junk right now, right? So I got frustrated with that, and because I know a lot of the people that are actually doing this, that are sending out the spam messages, they really don't understand. They don't know any better. And so I wrote this report to get it out there to share people what are the right ways to do this. And from there, I ended up making those top 10 mistakes on email marketing. And then, of course, I go into the details of how you as a business owner should be doing it right. I took those top 10 mistakes and turned those into 10 separate articles.
Right.
And so that gives me more content, gives me more stuff.
Well, Eli, I can see how you would need a production schedule to be able to construct, deconstruct, and reconstruct all that content and keep track of where you've got it and what you want to do with it and whether or not that particular topic has been massaged in every different way that you can disseminate that content and whether or not you should bring it all back together into a big teleseminar type of situation too, or you know, or a live workshop.
Yeah. I want to take just a minute here to we're talking about article marketing and ways to get your word out and so on and so forth. I want to mention to anybody that's listening and certainly to the people in the chat room that if they were to go to boomerandthebabe.com, they can hook up with our newsletter, sign on for our newsletter, and we also accept submissions for consideration to our newsletter. So there's another place for anybody that's interested in writing that article that Eli was talking about. We can possibly take a look at it and see if we can put it into the Boomer and the Babe Journal, and you can get there from boomerandthebabe.com. Wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't doing shameless self-promotion here on Blog Talk. So.
And think about this too. I mean, it's a win-win when you do that too, because you guys get content that you get to add out there. So it makes your life easier. You don't have to actually think of as much content yourself. And at the same time, other people in other businesses, you know, as a business owner, I want to go through my, I want that extra exposure so I can provide you with the content. You get it out there. You have an audience that reads that content. I now get access to that audience to get my message out there, and as a consumer, I get great information. So now I've gotten a new resource that might help me in something that I might be having a problem with. So it's a win-win-win across the board, and it's a great business model. I mean, we're actually looking at this point, I've been putting it off for about 6 months, but we've been looking at doing a magazine also. And one of the things that we're going to be doing in that magazine is getting stuff from other contributors. I am not going to write everything in that magazine.
Good idea.
Well, it's interesting because you and I have talked in a little bit just recently, Eli, about the content and the direction of your magazine. I think ours is not going to be totally business related, so there's other information in there, especially from
right.
the people of the baby boomer age that that might want to add some articles and some thoughts for consideration. And so our content is quite broad based. So keep that in mind. Also, anybody that's listening and chatters, that it doesn't always have to be business content for the Boomer and the Babe Journal as well.
Right. Well, and that's one thing, like with ours, it's 100% marketing, you know, business based, but with your guys is being spread out with other topics that are all based around the boomer generation. There's so much opportunity there. And if, I mean, as another, you know, as a business owner, I don't care what kind of business you had, if it works with the boomer generation, then they should be jumping on that. I mean, that's a great opportunity for them.
It is.
Yes, it is. We agree. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it.
A minute ago, you talked about win-win-win, and that's a concept that back in the day it was just win-win, and now people are trying to add another win or two into everything. And I believe that all has to do with relationships. And I know that relationship marketing is another piece of your marketing puzzle, and it's an important one. Why don't you talk about that for a minute?
Well, relationship marketing, and this is one of the things that a lot of people don't quite get. They don't understand what relationship marketing really is. When they think of relationships, they think about, you know, relationships. We're going to the latest, dating online type of website, and it's not that. The relationships you have with your customers, your prospects, other people in your industry, referral partners, you've got to have a relationship with them, because the relationship you have with all of those people around you is what's going to be the success of your business. And when it comes to relationship marketing, what you're talking about is the concept of building a relationship with somebody and what you can do to get it so they actually do completely trust you, because people buy from who they know, like, and trust. That's marketing 101. If they don't know you, they're never going to buy from you because they have no experience with you. If they don't like you, then, they're not going to buy from you because they thought you were a jerk. Well, if they don't, when they get to the point of liking you, then they're going to get to the point of actually trusting you. And once they trust you, that's when they're going to be like, okay, Bob is the expert. We definitely love him. We like his personality. We really want to use him because he's the logical choice. He's the only one we want to use. And the cool thing is, when you get to that point and you do relationship marketing properly, you get to the point where people are not going to buy from somebody else. There is no competition. You end up becoming a category of one because of the fact that you've built that relationship. And what you're doing with that, it goes along with your article marketing. It goes along with the emails that you send out to your prospects and your customers. Anybody who's actually on our list knows that when I write my emails, they go out in a very personal manner. They've got my personality in them. Sometimes I'm a goofball. Sometimes I'm a little bit obnoxious. And everybody knows that that's my personality. And what it does is it builds a relationship. And what ends up happening with that is even people who've never actually met me before feel like they really know me. And that's what I'm going for. That's what I want. Because what ends up happening, and I've had this happen, as you do more of this and you start building a bigger list and you start getting more exposure, doing all of these different things, you'll get people, you might be at a networking event and somebody might walk up to you and say, "Hi, Eli, I know you, and I've met you at so-and-so," or "I have not met you, but I'm connected to you online. I read your newsletter." They start telling you all these things, and they talk to you like a long-lost friend, and they're totally endeared into you because of the fact that you've built that relationship with them, even though it might be the first time you've actually physically met this person. And that's where the relationship marketing really kicks in, and you start getting to the point where you start building raving fans because of it.
So it's your blog posts and your Twitter posts and, like you were saying, the construct of your email, how you put your personality into that, and the fact that you'll put some personal things into your blog and Twitter. I have a friend that is, I think she's only done 3, maybe 4 blog posts in this new and improved version of what she's doing right now. And I look forward to getting the notice that she's got a new post, because I actually laugh out loud. They're long posts, but recently she did one about, two of them have been about women's undergarments, and there's some pretty much ridiculous things that are out on the market right now that we could buy if we chose. And she's just absolutely hysterical about describing these 2 pieces of ridiculous underwear, and I'm just telling you what, I can't wait to get it. And I think if you can find raving fans, if I'm one that's having that experience and I know somebody else that said the same thing, imagine what she's going to be able to build, because people will forward that to someone else. She's going to build relationships online with people that have never crossed her path in any way.
Right. And that's the cool thing about it. As you start doing this, and you need to start thinking about the relationship side of everything that you do, no matter what it is. I mean, we're talking about from your Twitter post to your blog post to your emails to how you network in a room, if you're doing live networking, if you do chamber events, things like that. All of that goes together. It's all one piece. And, simple things is, I'm sure you've probably heard of a service called Send Out Cards. It's a great program for building relationships. You meet somebody or somebody buys one of your products, you send them a card saying, "Thank you for buying. with a picture of you smiling at them, or, you know, if it was at a live event and you happened to take a picture with them, send them a picture with their picture in there, in the card with you, you know, you guys hanging out, having a good time or something. That's relationship building. That's where people are going to like you more, trust you more, and get to know you more, because that's what it's all about. People don't trust the big companies anymore. I mean, has anybody heard of, you know, GM? People, because of things like that, people don't trust the big companies that are going on right now. They trust the relationships with the people behind them. And the salesperson for the company or the owner of the company is going to have a lot more leeway and a lot more impact, I should say, with the consumer than the name of the company. And that's where, you know, the economy has shifted, doing business has shifted hardcore. If you think that you can hide behind your company name, it's not going to work for you. You're not going to go very far. But if you're willing to get out there and become the expert and build relationships with people, it's going to make a huge impact in how your business does, and it's going to show a lot more success that way.
I think what you have to do is figure out, first of all, that people need to know what you stand for, and then you need to stand out in the crowd.
Yes, definitely.
You know, I think that's really, I think that's going to help you a lot, because there are so many people trying to do, you know, get the attention of X number of people online, you know, with X number of services, and if you're going to be the one that gets chosen and build that rapport and that trust, then somehow you have to communicate through your marketing materials, which is exactly what we're talking about, using the article marketing as one piece and the relationship marketing as the other. You have to figure out how to communicate not only your unique selling proposition, but your promise of who you are and what you stand for and how you stand out in the crowd. Is that a fair statement?
Definitely. Well, and who you are and what you stand for is a big piece, because your personality and how you act with people. I mean, the world has changed so much right now that people just want honesty and they want transparency. They don't want the slick sales guy, you know, the snake oil salesman type mentality. They never did want it, but it was still kind of a standard for a long time, because nobody didn't know, or nobody knew any different. You know, everybody sold with backhanded tactics for a very, very long time. And in today's world, there is so much competition out there that the consumer doesn't have to choose you anymore. Where it used to be, you might be the only guy in town. Now they do have a choice, and your job is to persuade them, build a relationship with them to know that you're the expert, you're there to help them out, and that you can give them more value for their dollar than anybody else because of who you are. And that's where, you know, what you stand for, your ethics, your personality. I mean, I know customers that I've had customers that personality-wise we didn't get along and it wasn't a good fit. In today's world, the nice thing about that is that you get your personality out there, you end up finding out that customer may come to you and they realize, yeah, I don't know if I like this guy. I mean, there are people out there that do not like me. You know what? I'm perfectly happy with that, because they can go to somebody else who does stuff similar to me. You know, they're not my customer. They're not going to be my customer, and I don't want them as my customer because there's a personality difference there. They'll be happier with somebody else. So, you know, why would I want to do business with somebody that's not a good fit for either one of us? And that relationship building, the personality that you put out there, that's what makes the difference, is because then you start attracting the people that are the great fit for you, the people that fit personality-wise, they like your style, you know, they want to do business with you. And because what's going to happen with that is those are the people that are going to come back again and again and again, and they're the ones that are going to talk about tell all their friends about how wonderful you are because of the personality behind it.
Along those lines, Deborah and I used to sell a business opportunity in a former lifetime, and we would of people in a expo type situation, and as people would come by the booth and look in to see what we were presenting or not, we may or may not get people to sign up, and our standard response was, if we weren't having a particularly good day of a 3 or 4 day event, we would say, well, our people just aren't here yet. And that's pretty much the way it is. Our people just aren't here. And you're not going to be able to cater to everybody. There's just no way that everybody's going to love this radio show, although I don't know why they wouldn't, but that's another issue. but they're not everybody. You can't be all things to all people. And in business, I think you just have to recognize that, understand that, and go with it. And as long as you're being a lot of things to many people, you can be a very successful business person.
Right. And that's where you niche it down. You find who's going to be a good fit for you. Because you want that. It's going to be better for the customer. It's going to be better for you. And you know what? That guy that you didn't get along with, he might be perfectly happy with the guy down the road. You know, and that's good, because that guy down the road, he gets the business. That's good for him. The customer gets what he needs, and you get what you need. You're getting the right customers and the right prospects coming in your door, as opposed to the guys that you don't want. You know, and it works out better for everybody. It's a better relationship all around.
That's very true, and there's a process of weaning it out and figuring out what it is with these people. And a smart business person, and this almost sounds cruel on some level, especially nowadays when things are a little more tougher to come by as far as business is concerned. Sometimes, though, you just have to fire a customer, and that's just the way it is, because it just doesn't work no matter what you try.
Right. Well, and the cool thing about it is if you are actually doing it right and you're building this relationship, showing your personality, doing the marketing the way it should be done, you're going to attract the right people to the point where you're not going to have those customers that you have to fire, because you know they're not going to be attracted to you. You're going to turn them off, and that's fine. You want to turn on the ones that want you, the people that are going to get along with you better. Because then you're going to be happier, they're going to be happier, and everybody makes a lot more money in the process. So it goes back to that win-win-win process.
And you all go off into the sunset holding hands. Well,
exactly.
We're coming down to the end of the show here. We're going to have to go off into the sunset holding hands or otherwise here pretty soon. Deborah, do you have any last questions for Eli?
Actually, I had one question left, and that is, and we probably have touched on it, but do you have specific tools that you recommend that businesses would use to build their better relationships? I mean, is it blog and Twitter, or is it more than that?
There's a lot more than that. It's a pretty extensive process. Number one, definitely use your blogs. Use social media. Get out there. Be part of that. And the kicker with social media is that, and a lot of people miss the point on this one, social media is not a place for you just to blast out all your stuff that's going on or what you're selling. You know, you're not out there just to pitch your stuff. What you need to do is remember, social media starts with the word social. Build relationships with the people. Share your information. I mean, I basically blasted it out with email and with my social media and letting everybody know I was going to be on the show today. People who follow me know that I'm going to put out some good information. I'm going to share as much information as I can fit into this hour, and those are people that are coming on and listening to the call. You know, do that. Get out there and share as much as possible. Use definitely Facebook, Twitter. If you're in business to business, look at LinkedIn. It's a big one also. And make sure, set up a blog, share information with people, show your expertise, get it out there. That's really the kicker behind all of it. There's 1,001 other things you can do that keep adding to the mix, but that's your starting point.
Now, you're getting ready to launch something right now that people might be interested in joining, and I believe it's a free teleseminar or something that's coming up?
A free webinar, actually.
Webinar, okay.
Next Thursday, the 26th, between 3 and 4:30 Pacific time, so that's here in Arizona time. I'm actually doing a webinar that's called Online Marketing Crash Course. And what we touched on today is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to go through a lot of other stuff. Article marketing is one small piece of what I really push in this, or what I'm going to teach in this program. So it's a free webinar. I definitely would like to invite all of the listeners to sign up for that. You can go to marketingmentortraining.com/boomer, and we set that up just so you guys can see exactly, have an easy way to get to that. Again, it's next Thursday, and this is a free webinar. Again, it's that whole point of sharing out the information you can in order to get people to understand, you know, that you are the expert, what you can do, and that's what I do. I do webinars, I do teleseminars, workshops, and a lot of times I do a lot of free things in order to let people know that I'm here to share. I want your businesses to succeed. So that's, this one is next Thursday. I'd love to have you guys come on that. Anybody who wants to sign up, it is, like I said, it is completely free. If you can't make it, go ahead and sign up also, because there is going to be an opportunity for you to get access to the replay of it. So that way, at least you're on the list, you know what's going on with it.
Give us that address one more time, Eli.
It is marketingmentortraining.com/boomer.
Okay, well, very good. Eli, I want to thank you for joining us today. As always, you've given the listeners something to think about, and your followers that might be on the chat line, something to think about as well. It's always good information. I want to remind everybody that you've been listening to the Boomer and the Babe Show on Blog Talk Radio in Phoenix, Arizona, where we bring good conversation to the world. Today we brought you information and a conversation with Eli Delaney, co-creator of My Business Marketing Mentor. You can listen to the Boomer and the Babe Show every Monday through Friday live at 10 o'clock Arizona time right here on Blog Talk Radio. And archive replays are available anytime, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 24/7, so you can pick us up whenever you're up and about or in the mood for listening at 3 o'clock in the morning even. Remember, we do much more than just host this radio show on Blog Talk. We also publish ebooks, publish a free online magazine. Go to www.boomerandthebabe.com. See everything that it takes and makes up the Boomer and the Babe Enterprises. And be sure to, by the way, if you're of that age, be sure to make the second half of your life the best half of your life. Thanks for listening, everybody.
You've been listening to the Boomer and the Babe Show, where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as PeteFeeders47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerandthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.